Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Tony, how are you tonight?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Fantastic. Great, as Tony. Well, Tony. Thank you. So, Tony, last week we talked about the rash of suspensions that we were seeing. And this week now, we've seen Brandon Browner arrested on murder charges. We've seen Shady McCoy get implicated on an alleged assault against his girlfriend, where he predicted something would happen to her if she didn't get out of his house here in Atlanta. And Bob and I were talking about this at the top of the show, Tony, but I'm curious to get your thoughts. Do you think these are isolated incidents, or are we going to start learning about this being more CTE related stuff? We remember what happened with Aaron Hernandez and what they discovered, you know, after his suicide. But I'm starting to draw parallels between this incident with Brandon Browner and what we're seeing with Aaron Hernandez. I don't know. Do you think the league needs to step up and do more to help fund ways to diagnose CTE or prevent CTE before we start seeing more and more of these violent issues?
You know, it's hard to say with that, because you just these guys are just making some bad choices. That's one of the things that I kind of live by, the life that I led and the choices that I made. You know, some good, some were bad, and it's just a bad choice. And the crazy thing about a choice is you can make 1,000 great choices, and then you make one bad choice, and everybody remembers you for that bad choice. So that's the tough part, but these guys, you just got to learn. You know, I talk about all the time when I go off to talk to kids. You know, you look at the guys, they'll never be in trouble. And who are these guys hanging out with? And so you got to surround yourself with good people too. And that's one of the most important things I think in the NFL. But I think the league can't do anything about that, because it's just choices that these guys are making. And, you know, these guys come from different backgrounds, and it's a tough situation, and it's a bad choice that these guys are making. And unfortunately, it's coming from the NFL, and these guys they don't understand how everything that they do is going to be just blown up. And I know Shady McCoy. My son played with him in college together, so I got a chance to meet him and hang out with him for a little bit. He's a good kid, and you just, who you dealing with, who you surround yourself with. I have no idea who this woman is or whatever, but evidently he was trying to get her out of the house. But anyway, regardless of that, it's just a choice that these guys are making. They just got to learn that how important it is for them to make good choices. So that's the tough part about it, man. You know, I think the NFL is doing it as much as they can do. But, you know, guys are going to make bad choices. I guess that's a part of life. You know, unfortunately, these guys are in the NFL, and they got these young kids looking up to them. So every choice that they make, it not only affects them, but it affects other people as well.
We've got our next guest, Marco Iannuzzi, hanging on the line. Bob, a couple for Tony before we get to Marco.
Yeah, Tony, first of all, I was telling Chris earlier, my fear, Tony, is that with the increase in CTE in the news and how bad it can really be, that a lot of players are going to, I hate to use the term, but maybe down the road, Tony, they're going to be using it as a cop-out when they didn't know right from wrong, whenever they did something wrong in the future. That concerns me a lot, Tony.
Yeah, you know, what can you say? I mean, it concerns me too. It really does. So I'm in the same category or same situation that you're in. I think, you know, what are you going to do? What can you do? I mean, these guys are going to make some bad choices. They're going to make some mistakes. And so it's just a part of life. You have rules. We have rules of our government. We have rules and regulations that we have to go by. And if they break a rule, and then they got to be punished. You know, and some of the punishments, I think, are, you know, especially with the women that, you know, I think a punishment for something like that, 4, 5, 6 games. You know, you get punished 4 games for, Brady got punished 4 games for inflating the football. Mm. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So, it's got to be a harsher punishment.
And it also seems, Tony, that there's guys that that are in need of help that don't seek it out. You've talked about that before. You've made yourself available. Guys, maybe they're just too proud to ask for help.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You get these guys that all they know is, what they were brought up as. You know, some of these guys come with, no fathers. You know, they never experienced in that. So you got these different backgrounds and, you know, different things that are going on. So I see exactly what you're saying.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things that you're doing trying to help kids get to college.
What we're doing right now, we're just trying to encourage these kids and teach them exactly what we're talking about tonight, about choices, man. And so and that's our main goal, because if you make good choices all the time, then everything's going to be fine. You know, I look at Tom Brady. You look at Peyton Manning and, you know, guys like that. You know, they've been in the league. You look at LeBron James. Never been in trouble, man. I mean, the great players, they've never been in trouble. And what's the reason why they've never been in trouble? Why have they never been in trouble? The guys, I think it's because who they're hanging around with. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do with these kids, and get them off of school and let them experience a great life. And that's what we're all about. We're going on our 10-year anniversary this year. So TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go and donate, buy a book, and support us as much as you can.
There you go. Tony, thank you so much. Always great spending time with you. We look forward to catching up with you again in a couple of weeks. And between now and then, all the best to you and your family, my friend.
Absolutely, guys. God bless, guys.
Good night.
See you, Tony. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We got Marco Iannuzzi hanging on the line. We're going to get to Marco after this quick station ID.